bila je maglovita noć, tamo postavili smo oficire KOS-a na takvim tačkama da osmatraju. Negde oko 2 sata ustanovili smo da se na graničnom prelazu nalaze najodgovorniji ljudi iz Ministarstva unutrašnjih poslova Hrvatske.
Prva dva kamiona takvog naoružanja su prešla granicu prema Čakovcu i ona su vrlo brzo raspoređena po našim policijskim stanicama na teritoriji cijele Republike Hrvatske.
So began a secret operation that would culminate in Croatia's war of independence from Yugoslavia.
Where you can still find ancient towns ruined by a crystal clear sea. Yugoslavia is a country with a long turbulent history. After World War II, it became a socialist federation made up of 6 republics and 2 autonomous regions. It speaks 5 official languages and prays to an Eastern Orthodox, Catholic, and Muslim god. This is no imaginary land. This is Yugoslavia.
In 1990, the federation of 6 republics that made up Yugoslavia was still united. But with the collapse of communism, the 2 major republics, Serbia and Croatia, fell under the sway of rival nationalisms. Serbia's president, Slobodan Milosevic, had been the first to inflame his people. The Serb threat provoked the people of neighboring Croatia to respond. In their first free elections, they chose the nationalist, Franjo Tudjman, as their president.
Danas je Hrist triumfalno ušao u Jeruzalem, dočekan i pozdravljen od naroda kao Mesija. I glavni grad Hrvatske danas liči na Jeruzalem. Franjo Tudjman dolazi pred građane.
Mislim da je u tom vremenu trebalo daleko više suptilnosti, posebno kad se znalo da smo i one Srbe koji su bili za dogovor, koji su bili za Hrvatsku, dobijali protiv sebe.
The bleak land of southern Croatia was home to large numbers of Serbs. It was here that the fuse was lit that would lead the whole of Yugoslavia to ignite. In the dusty railway town of Knin, the authority of President Tudjman's newly elected government was rejected by the local police, who were mostly Serbs.
Inspektor Martić da rekao da je ovo narodna milicija i da ne sluša hrvatsku vladu, nego samo ovaj narod. E protiv te hrvatske vlade koja nam stvara zlo, tako glasno, jasno, eto. To reci Mile Martić, onaj što ste pisali, to sam ja, tako kažete da sam rekao.
Pa bilo je jasno dato do znanja da milicija u Hrvatskoj, odnosno milicionari srpske nacionalnosti, da će morati da prihvate obilježja, simbole koje su bile za vreme zloglasne NDH države.
Serbs had raw memories of the last nationalists to rule Croatia. They were Hitler's allies, and under the checkerboard flag they killed hundreds of thousands of Serbs. Tudjman's embrace of the checkerboard flag was like waving the Nazi swastika in their faces. When Tudjman sent his police ministers down to Knin to deal with the rebel police, the local mayor, a Serb dentist, prepared a reception committee.
Nemojte praviti gužvu pred vratima. Pređite na drugu stranu ulice. Pređite na drugu stranu.
Ja sam tada preko puta milicijske stanice u bašti kafića sazvao aktiviste svoje stranke i naredio im da se narod okupi.
Inside the police station, the Croat minister tried a conciliatory line with his employees.
Molim policiji, svaki čovjek ima pravo na svoje političko mišljenje.
Nakon ti moje riječi uslijedila je jedna reakcija koja je bila vrlo ružna od strane skupine koju je vodio Mile Martić.
Pa Perica Jurić je u početku bio prilično drzak i bezobrazan.
Prema tome, iza potpisnika pisma ne stoji 50 potpisa, nego stoji srpski narod. Stoji ovaj narod koji ovdje se okuplja i čeka rezultat ovih razgovora.
Tada nisam vidio u životu čovjeka koji se toliko preplašio kao on. Mislim da je u roku pola sata 10 puta odlazio u WC, najvjerovatnije dobio proliv ili nešto slično.
A izvana je par tisuća ljudi je na cesti oko zgrade, jel? To je vriska, galama, jel? I veli mi Joža, kaže, Boga li ti tvoga državu im obeća i samo da žive glave izvučem odavde, jel? Jer je bio ambijent predvješan.
Sa sastanka su otišli uz našu pomoć. Mi smo ih bukvalno izvukli, rekli smo narodu da ih ne dira. Poslije toga oni više nisu imali nikakvu vlast u Kninu.
The police chief and the dentist tried to turn the protest into a full-scale rebellion.
Ja sam dobio zaduženje da se spremam i na oružani otpor i da od Jugoslavije dobijemo pomoć ili u oružju ili da tadašnja Jugoslavenska narodna armija bude ta koja će zaštititi ovaj narod.
For a Serb revolt to be successful, it needed support from Belgrade, the capital of both Yugoslavia and Serbia. The president of Serbia, Slobodan Milosevic, was happy to stoke the flames of unrest in Croatia. The rebel mayor of Knin became a frequent visitor. Milosevic turned the request for military support over to his closest colleague.
Mene je zvao Slobodan Milošević i tražio je da ja hitno primim Srbe iz Hrvatske, koji su tražili kod mene razgovor kao predsjednika predsjedništva Jugoslavije.
That year, Serbia held the chairmanship of the Yugoslav State Council, the body which gave orders to the army. The Serbs from Knin had found a well-placed ally.
Tražili su se nešto uradi jer se približava vrijeme nezavisne države Hrvatske i čitave politike koju Pavelić vodio prema srpskom narodu, jer je i on počeo od ugrožavanja nacionalnih prava do genocida. Bili su jako uplašeni.
The man in charge of law and order in Yugoslavia, another Serb, advised the visitors from Knin on how to run their rebellion.
Praviti barikade. I to sam ih učio. I noću da čuvaju stražu, ko ima šta, ako nema oružje, ima lovačko. Nešto mora da čuje, znači da se čuva straža, nekoliko meštana, da budu budni stalno, da ne bi upali ustaše.
Iako nije bilo konkretnih obećanja od gospodina Jovića, osjećao sam da bi na neki način moglo da nam se pomogne.
Armed with more than advice, the Serbs from Knin organized roadblocks. Belgrade television was quick to play on the fears of their Serb brothers in Croatia.
3:30. Nalazimo se na poziciji na kojoj stražu čuva.
Narod pomalo, kako da kažem, preplašen i ljudi čuvaju stražu da bi zaštitili svoje živote, jer poučeni su nekim iskustvima iz prošlosti koje su se desili. I nastoje da se to nešto ne ponovi sada u ovo vrijeme.
Djevojke u ljetnim haljinama vole. Djevojke u ljetnim haljinama vole.
The crisis in Knin came at the height of the tourist season.
We think the scenery is absolutely superb and Yugoslavian people are so friendly.
Tourism, a vital source of Croat government revenue, was under threat. And the Serb minority in Croatia had blocked the key road and rail links from the Croat capital, Zagreb, to the sea. In the Croat town of Split, where the European Athletics Championships were about to begin, President Tudjman faced a dilemma. Should he act against the rebellious Serbs? If he did, would the Yugoslav federal authorities intervene?
Ja sam tada bio u Splitu i naredio sam nekim ljudima u Ministarstvu unutarnjih poslova da sa specijalnim odredom uđu u Knin i da razoružaju Martića.
On mi je rekao, kaže, izvoli, uzmi helikopter i izvoli otići u Knin. To je nadležnost Ministarstva unutrašnjih poslova, izvoli se pojavi dolje, izvoli napraviti sve da se uvede red i mir.
The minister was uneasy. The rebellion in Knin was spreading, and he knew its leaders were backed by Belgrade.
Ja sam ukazao, ali sigurno će nas zaustaviti armija. Kaže, neka se usude sam.
Three police helicopters took off from the Croat capital, Zagreb, informing air traffic control they were carrying equipment to the coast. In fact, they were crammed with Croat special forces, ready to join ground units in an attack on the rebel Serbs. 10 minutes after takeoff, air traffic control alerted the Yugoslav army that the helicopters were on course for Knin.
Prenijeto je iz generalštaba, rekli su mi da im prenesem i da im praktično zahtevamo da ih vrate, ako i ne vrate helikoptere, da ih oborimo.
U niskom letu su išli iznad nas, jeli, da bi nam dali do znanja koliko smo sitne ribe. Jeli. I u jednom momentu se javlja taj pilot koji je decidirano izjavio, veli, ili se vratite nazad u bazu ili vas rušimo. Mi smo tada okrenuli, ova dvojica se okrenula i vratili smo se u Zagreb.
President Tudjman was now sure that the challenge from the Serbs in Knin was more than a local squabble.
Mi smo bili suočeni, znači, sa jednim unapred određenim programom kako da se podigne pobuna protiv demokratske vlasti.
Zove me Tudjman telefonom iz Zagreba, sav uzbuđen, i kaže, ovo je katastrofa. Nama ne daju da vršimo legalno izabranu vlast. Je li smo mi legalno izabrana vlast ili se nas ovdje hoće srušiti, ne znam o čemu se radi. Sve se to diktira iz Beograda, sve se to sprema u Beogradu.
Oni su to odbili i ispričavajući se da vojska nije dala nikakav nalog za trčavanje hrvatskih helikoptera, nego da je to bilo zbog tehničkih razloga oko dozvole prilijetanja itd. No, nama je bilo jasno o čemu je riječ.
Round one to the Serbs. The Serbs in Knin now declared their mini Serbia a no-go area for Croats. Croat TV dubbed the rebellion the Revolution of the Logs and tried to laugh it off as the work of a few drunken Serbs. This was no joke for a president who had been elected to restore Croatia's pride. The Yugoslav army had humiliated him, and he had no means to respond.
Zbog toga sam ja otišao kod predsjednika Tuđmana i rekao da mi ne imamo više šta čekati, da očigledno, a ja sam to i očekivao, armija neće naoružavati našu policiju, a ona je prema zakonu bila dužna to činiti, nego da moramo to učiniti sami. On se s tim saglasio.
This retired Yugoslav army general had got himself a secret mission. At first, he ran into problems.
They approached us about supplying them with arms. They said they wanted to improve their police techniques and their police force. And I have to say, I did not hesitate a nanosecond before I recommended to Washington that we turn them down. And we certainly did not want to be arming a Croatian police force so it could oppress Serbs.
The Croats took their business elsewhere.
Ja sam posjetio Budimpeštu i da smo tamo u dogovoru sa odgovarajućim organima Mađarske napravili ugovor o isporuci naoružanja. Kada smo mi Eurocheckom zagarantirali plaćanje, mi smo poslali tamo dva šlepera.
The two lorries, loaded with Kalashnikovs, arrived at the Hungarian-Croat border in the early hours. Someone had been tipped off.
Ja sam se isto nalazio na tom prelazu i osmatrali smo iz onog pojasa gdje se vojska nalazi sa jedne osmatračnice. Mi u stvari nismo znali precizno da se radi o uvozu oružja. Mi smo znali za nešto tajno što se dešava na granici i propušta mimo kontrole, u čemu učestvuju čelni ljudi ovaj sud.
The lorries disappeared into the night. Yugoslav military intelligence now began a major operation to prove who was behind the smuggling.
Počeli su da nam postavljaju zasjede. Počeli su ispitivati u Budimpešti i tako dalje. Vrlo agresivno su nastupili prema Hrvatskoj.
Rekao sam tim ljudima po prilici. Ako ne možemo avionom, ne možemo brodom, ne možemo vlakom, ne možemo kamionom, možemo li mravima? Nastala je konsternacija u dvorani. Kakvi mravi? Četvrtotkaši, mali. Shvatili su svi. I krenulo je. Bilo je sitnih zapljena. Ali, Boga mi je, dosta i došlo toga.
Only the army of the Yugoslav Federation was capable of stopping the Croats. A display of force had been enough to turn back the Croat helicopters bound for Knin. Now, the Yugoslav High Command faced the fact that the government of Croatia was equipping itself to form a rival army.
Zakonsku obavezu imao, jer je to uvoženje oružja da bi se izvršila oružana pobuna protiv međunarodno pravno priznate države, koja je međunarodno pravni faktor, koja ima svoj ustav.
But these arms smugglers were the democratically elected government of Croatia. It would be politically dangerous to arrest them. The army trod carefully. At the beginning of January 1991, an order was issued aimed at the Croats. All illegally held weapons must be handed in within 10 days. Croat ministers were openly defiant.
Pa gospodo, zar vi mislite kad pojedine policijske stanice, pojedine općine otkazuju lojalnost Republici Hrvatskoj, da ćemo mi onda kupiti dva šlepera naliv pera da bi pisali nemojte nas napadati? Moramo poručiti gospodinu Martiću da će hrvatski barjak doći u Knin i hrvatski grb da će doći u Knin.
Message then phoned Belgrade to tell the Serb leadership what his government would do if an attempt was made to disarm them by force.
Mesić je rekao da ukoliko se to ne prihvati što on traži, onda će uraditi sljedeće. Tačno od A do Š da zapišem, da slučajno ne ispadne da mi nije rekao. Prvo, proglasit će odcepljenje. Drugo, zatražit će od Saveta bezbednosti intervenciju mirovnim snagama da njih zaštiti od nas, iako se oni naoružavaju protiv sopstvene države. Treće, povući će sve kadrove iz organa federacije. Pitao sam ga da li su svjesni da su odabrali rat.
Fear swept the Croat capital Zagreb that the Yugoslav army was about to move. Crowds prayed for peace. President Tudjman called an emergency session of his parliament.
Prvo, svaki čin pravnog ili fizičkog nasilja koji bi bio suprotan Ustavu Republike Hrvatske smatrat ćemo ugrožavanjem ustavnog poretka Hrvatske, pa bi se svaka represivna akcija smatrala činom okupacije.
During the session, an invitation arrived. Tudjman was asked to go to Belgrade to face the Yugoslav leadership and the army.
Ljudi su me i sa suzama u očima iz prijateljskog kruga i drugi uvjeravali baš u parlamentu da ne idem.
Rumors spread that if they went to Belgrade, Tudjman and his ministers would be arrested.
A osim toga, nema drugom. Ni onima, nasuprot nama, ni nama, nego da razgovaramo i tražimo rješenje.
Čak sam smatrao intimno u sebi, ukoliko bi me ubili, da bi to bilo pred svijetom upravo dokaz toga da idu protiv hrvatske slobode, protiv hrvatske demokracije, prema tome u interesu Hrvatske. I zbog toga sam otišao.
The State Council, Yugoslavia's highest authority, was the body which could give the order for the army to act against Croatia. That evening, they met in Belgrade to deal with Croatia's refusal to hand over weapons. Every republic had a vote.
Mesić je apsolutno odbio bilo kakvu aktivnost koju možemo učiniti, a i drugi članovi predsjedništva su bili u velikoj nedoumici šta da se radi, jer kao što se zna, to je bio trenutak kada treba povesti vojnu akciju.
The State Council members, waiting for the Croat president to arrive, argued on. The head of the Yugoslav military then made a seemingly innocent request. It was a trap.
Nekoliko minuta prije pola osam, kad su inače bile vijesti, general Kadijević je predložio jednu stanku da bi bilo dobro vidjeti vijesti, pa onda da nastavimo s radom.
Like the rest of the country, the State Council found themselves watching a TV program shot, as the caption says, on VHS without the knowledge of its participants. The film showed the chief Croat arms buyer talking about what it called terrorist formations in Croatia.
Ima ukupno na 5. armijskoj ulici 9.000 prešina.
Da.
To je kući i vojne službenike i miličare i kraje. To je 9.000. I 18.000 vojnika. Na cijeloj teritoriji 5. Znači Slovenija, cijela Hrvatska i deo Bosne. A mi imamo sad naoružani 80.000 sa Kalašnikovima.
Yugoslav military intelligence, who made the film, intercut the material with public statements by President Tudjman.
A što se tiče naoružanja, nismo naoružavali HDZ-ovce.
Vi niste u toku onda, ljudi moji, pa mi smo s njima na ratu. U ratu s njima.
S kim?
S vojskom.
The Serb chairman quietly reveled in the discomfort of his Croat colleague.
Nisu prosto mogli svojim očima da veruju kako je to moglo sve da se snimi u kancelarijama u kojima su se oni dogovarali, ne dogovarali, u kojima su govorili o stravičnim zločinima koje žele da vrše.
Ja sam polazio od toga da je to sve montaža, da eventualno možda ima nešta i istinitih snimaka, ali da je to sve s jednom tehnikom moguće učiniti.
Odjednom su rekli da je to čisto montaža sa kojom se želi srušiti hrvatska vlast, a u stvari su uhvaćeni na delu.
When President Tudjman finally joined the meeting, instead of responding to the film, he issued a warning to the defense minister, General Kadjević.
Prema tome da bi na njemu osobno bila odgovornost za krvoproliće u Hrvatskoj, za obaranje hrvatske vlasti.
Njegovim se dolaskom atmosfera nije poboljšala uopšte. Cijele noći je drama bila, svak svakoga je optuživao.
Kadijević meni rekao kao je treba da baci na koljena Tuđmana i to HDZ rukovodstvo, jer je to u toj mjeri očevidno da oni na jedan krvav način žele da izvrše razračun u Jugoslaviji, da to ne može proći, a da ne bude u javnosti u Hrvatskoj.
That night, the army's tactic appeared to work. Isolated in the Serb capital, the Croat leaders caved in. Tudjman was forced to give a promise. He would allow the Yugoslav army to arrest those implicated in smuggling arms. He got back to Zagreb in the early hours, exhausted. Uncertain how his people would react, he did not tell anxious reporters about his promise.
Da će sada naši ljudi u Hrvatskoj moći mirno spavati, da ćemo se moći posvetiti drugim poslovima, a ne se pribojavati da ćemo noću ili ujutro biti iznenađeni tenkovima, vojnim udarom i tako dalje.
When Tudjman woke up, he found his people's fear had given way to celebration. Safe on home ground, Tudjman withdrew the promise he had made in Belgrade. Instead of helping the army arrest the culprits, he passed a law giving his ministers immunity. The chief arms smuggler himself appeared on Croat television to answer the question, was the film a forgery?
Gledali smo jednu konstrukciju, jedan falsifikat.
On leaving the studio, the general immediately set out to discover who had given him away.
Martin me je sreo i rekao mi je, kaže, samo su dvojica ljudi me mogla u sve ovo uvaliti. Ko su ta dvojica ljudi? Kaže, to je jedan kome vjerujem beskonačno. A velim, ko je drugi? Drugi sam ja. Kaže, tako je.
The general had been filmed while trying to persuade two Yugoslav army officers to steal arms for Croatia.
Grupa koja je bila okupljena je bila zaista od visokog mog povjerenja. Ja evo sad mogu da kažem da sam imao neograničeno povjerenje prema Jagaru.
But one of them, though a Croat and a family friend, put Yugoslavia first. He had hidden a video camera inside his television set.
Tako da nije dobro nekad ne imati ljude kojima beskonačno vjerujete oko sebe u takvim poslovima.
Croat TV mocked the impotence of the Serbs. Milosevic, Jovic and the Yugoslav defense minister with their motley crew of Serb nationalists. The Croats had got away with it. President Milosevic now declared himself the guardian of Yugoslavia. He persuaded the generals that the only way to save the Federation was to mobilize the army to disarm the Croats. but the generals needed an order from the State Council, representing all the republics. To persuade the State Council would require the skills of a Machiavelli. A demonstration in the center of Belgrade, his own capital, provided Milosevic with a chance to show how the army could be used. The demonstrators, demanding press freedom in Serbia, gathered in the spring sunshine.
Oni su bili krajnje mirni, bilo je dosta burnih izliva emocija, bilo je dosta skandiranja, uzvika. Međutim, ljudi su mirno stajali i slušali govornike.
Milosevic chose to see it otherwise.
Zvao me prvo Milošević i rekao mi je da je čitav haos. I sam je govorio o tome da bi možda bilo potrebno da vojska pomogne.
Borisav Jović, the most trusted ally of President Milosevic, was still chairman of the council which controlled the army. He began to work the phones.
Very soon after the beginning of the demonstration in Belgrade, Jović called me.
To je oko podne. Negde između 11 i 12 možda.
He was telling me, Vasil, this is a matter of historic vote. We have to block this because a war will erupt. This is a completely illegal action. It is meant to destabilize Serbia and Yugoslavia, that the army has to act.
Vasil Tupakovsky was surprised because the demonstration he saw on television, though massive, was peaceful. He refused to vote for bringing in the army. Soon after this, the Serb police were sent in.
Negde na polovini govora gospodina Paroškog, odjednom u sredinu te gomile doleteo je jedan suzavac i ljudi su prosto počeli spontano da beže. S obzirom da je policija bila skroz okolo demonstranata, logično je bilo da na tim krajevima dođe do sukoba demonstranata i policije.
The Serb leaders had first asked for tanks to be put on the streets 3 hours earlier. Now their case was stronger.
Finally, about 6 o'clock in the evening, when Jović called me for the seventh or eighth time, I told them, okay, I will vote yes, because I saw that there are casualties. Others will come for sure. Everything was getting out of control. It was obvious. We were watching the television.
Nazvao sam članove predsjedništva koji su mi dali saglasnost da će vojska u stvari prošetati kroz Beograd i odvratiti demonstrate od vandalizma.
Now the Yugoslav army chief of staff phoned the Serb police minister. This is a recording of what he said.
Mi znamo da bi sve svoje snage kad se vojska pojavi trebalo da krenu u akciju da biju do iznemoglosti. Bez upotrebe oružja, da prate vojsku i da biju tamo i da biju na drugim pravcima. Da se jednostavno napravi jedna akcija juriša u kojoj treba da se bije do iznemoglosti.
Within the hour, Milosevic appeared on television to justify the intervention of the Yugoslav army.
Danas je u Srbiji, u Beogradu, napadnuta najveća vrednost koju ima naša zemlja i naš narod. Ugrožen je mir. Zato se snagama haosa i bezumlja Srbija mora suprotstaviti svim ustavnim sredstvima i zato tražim.
Milosevic had got the tanks out of the barracks once. Now he could take the next step towards deploying them in Croatia. It all began with a television announcement.
Watching television at about 11 o'clock, maybe even midnight, something like that. All of a sudden the program was interrupted and we saw Jović.
U tim okolnostima,
the Serb chairman of the State Council, the collective presidency of Yugoslavia, startled his fellow council members.
He tells the members of the presidency on television that we have a meeting of the presidency as a supreme command. The next day, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in Belgrade.
The Slovene representative was too frightened to come. The Croat, though fearing arrest, believed he had to attend to talk his colleagues round.
Pri dolasku u zgradu predsjedništva dočekali su nas vojni autobusi sa predstavnicima vojske koji su rekli da će sjednica biti u vrhovnoj komandi.
Colonel came up to us and he showed very dramatically and orderly that we have to enter the bus.
To je jedna predigra da je to pokušaj u stvari stvaranje impresije jakosti vojske, ozbiljnosti situacije.
Message was very afraid. You could notice that immediately, you know, all set up like that in the back.
Only the Serb chairman and the Minister of Defense knew what was going on as the other members filed in.
We entered the meeting room. It was very cold. I would say not more than 14. The presidency was there trembling before the military. The camera was on. It was never before we saw a camera.
Cameras recorded every word, all part of the army's plan to intimidate the State Council. The Serb chairman called on the Minister of Defense, General Kadjevic.
Na djelu je perfidan i do kraja razvazen koncept razbijanja Jugoslavije. Da se izazivanjem građanskog rata stvore uslovi za spoljnu intervenciju i definitivnu uspostavu marionetskih režima na prostoru Jugoslavije.
The Minister of Defense then proposed the immediate declaration of a nationwide state of emergency.
The army proposal was given in a form to that you cannot turn it down. It was the responsibility of the presidency to save the country from civil war. This was the explanation. And to most of us, it was clear that truly that kind of situation existed.
The Croat would have none of it.
Serbia može biti velika, ali te prostore mora osvojiti armija. Ona ne može do hrvatskih prostora doći bez armije, a to je rat.
Ja sam ga uvijek pokušavao kao i sve njih razuvjeriti, htio sam ih vratiti u realnost, htio sam mu pokazati da nije krivnja na Hrvatskoj.
Sada donijeti odluku da suspendujete sve to što je zakon i što ste naredbu donijeli. Izvolite. Izvolite.
The moment of decision had come. The Serb chairman needed the support of 5 of the 8 voting members. He turned first to a reliable ally.
The vote was yes by Kostic. I said next to him second, and I said no. Message was next to me as vice president. He said no. And then Jović, yes. And Bučin, yes. So it was 3-2 when the vote came to Sapunđiu.
Da li si ti dobio dovoljno odgovora ili još da odgovara?
Dobro.
Dobro, znači prihvataš.
So they had the 4 votes already and they needed the 5th vote.
Bogić, izvoli.
Imam odgovornost da ne dođe do građanskog rata i mislim da ga moramo spriječiti svaku cijenu.
Everything now hung on the vote of Bosnia's representative. With a mixed population of Muslims, Serbs and Croats, Bosnia had most to lose if Yugoslavia descended into civil war.
The pressure on Bogičević was tremendous. He was a Serbian, but representing Bosnia and Herzegovina. and very much orientated towards Yugoslavia.
Tu su Jović i drugi očekivali da se ja ponašam na sjednici predsjedništva isključivo kao Srbin.
Spreman sam da svaki dan analiziramo stanje i da svaki dan donosimo odluku.
Jović started shouting, vote, what is the problem? Vote yes, vote no, but vote, Bogić, vote.
Kod izjašnjavanja Bogića Bogićevića nastala je mrtva tišina.
Sada mislim da ne bi bilo produktivno.
Zaključujem sednicu.
Bosnia had stymied both the army and the Serbs. But nearby, in the Serb presidential palace, Slobodan Milosevic was ahead of the game. He announced that Serbia and her allies were withdrawing from the State Council.
Predsjedništvo SFRJ odavno ne funkcioniše. A iluzija o nastojanjima predsjedništva Jugoslavije i naporima kojih u stvari nema, od noćas je definitivno mrtva. To nije korak nazad, već korak napred, jer je i gruba istina bolja od iluzija i obmana.
Milosevic was trying to destroy the supreme authority in Yugoslavia, which controlled the army high command.
Armija može da kaže, pošto nemamo vrhovnog komandanta, a mi smo prisiljeni da sami takvu odluku donesemo i da te paravojne jedinice suzbijemo. To je bilo naša formula.
Milosevic and Jović were seeking to give the army a free hand to launch war on Croatia. But they were unsure how the West would react.
Američki ambasador Zimmerman tražio zvanično prijem kod mene.
What I said to Jović was that we were very anxious that force not be used in Croatia.
Oni faktički se slažu sa stvaranjem paravojnih jedinica kojima legalna država ne može ništa.
He said to me, Mr. Zimmerman, he said, and I think he shook his fist at this point, that Mr. Zimmerman, he said, how many armies does the United States have? How can you tolerate having more than one army in your country? How can you expect us not to react when the Croats are trying to build their own army?
Ali se iz toga vidi već najava zvaničnog pritiska najveće svjetske sile na našu državu, na našu vlast.
The Serbs looked to a traditional ally.
Ja mislim da ovo do sada nije ni objavljeno, nikada i nigde. Mi smo se tada konsultovali, Kadijević i ja, da izvršimo određenu konsultaciju u Rusiji.
In Moscow, the general met secretly with the hardline communists who ran the Soviet Ministry of Defense.
Dogovorili smo se da on postavi pitanje, ako mi izvršimo nasilno oduzimanje oružja Hrvatima i ako zapadne zemlje izvrše vojnu intervenciju, da li će nas Rusi zaštititi?
The Soviet defense minister gave General Kadijević details of their intelligence reports. These showed the Yugoslav army was safe to ignore Western warnings.
Nije to znao niko, ni jedan član predsjedništva, ni niko, apsolutno samo ja. To su naše interne stvari, mi radimo ono što imamo pravo. To su informativne stvari koje nisu nikakve odluke.
Confident they could act in safety, Milosevic and Jović went to the Yugoslav Army headquarters for the launch of the military action they had planned together.
Većina strateškog kadra i vojničkog kadra i naroda, naročito ovih delova ovdje, sada u Saveznoj Republici Jugoslaviji, priželjkivali su da dođe do vanrednih mera i da vojska preuzme stvar u svoje ruke.
Da je ovo rukovodstvo
Just 5 days earlier at the State Council, the Minister of Defense, General Kadyevic, had made his intentions clear. But now, when the time came to act, his fellow conspirators were in for a shock. General Kadyevic hesitated.
I vojska je onda, kao što sam vam rekao, procenila da bi to bilo smatrano kao vojni udar, da bi to niko ne bi iz međunarodne zajednice priznao i da bi to vodilo u potpuno suprotnom pravcu nego što bi bilo rješenje za krizu u Jugoslaviji.
On je van sumnje želio Jugoslaviju po svaku cijenu braniti i tako dalje, ali to da istupi sa oružanim snagama, sa armijom, da to učini, to on nikada u svojoj svijesti i u svom načinu razmišljanja uopće nije mogao akceptirati.
Yugoslavia's senior general had dashed Milosevic's plan. Within weeks, President Tudjman was openly flaunting his new weapons. Croatia had chosen the path to independence.
Ustati na noge kao jedan, ako će tu suverenost trebati braniti.
Milosevic seemed to accept the inevitable. He called a summit with Tudjman to work out how to carve up Yugoslavia between them. But the Serb leader had other plans.
Smatrao je da treba to da nas ozbiljno upozori da mi svoju taktiku prilagodimo. Treba vojsku tamo rasporediti oko srpskih prostora, prepustiti Hrvatima da izazovu sukobe i onda zadržati te teritorije.